flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should Evan Mobley make the All-Star team? Yep, probably. Should Jared Allen make the All-Star team? Yep, probably, but I'll bet he won't. Should Darius Garland make the All-Star team? Probably, I'll bet he won't. I'll bet you there are two Cavalier All-Stars.
I think there'll be more. I think you'll get three. I could see them. Yeah, I could see Garland getting in or Allen getting in. I could see that being the case, A, because of injuries.
There are only 12 from each conference.
Right, A, because of injuries, and B, because their record has just been so good.
I get that, but there are only 12 from each conference.
Yeah, but we know how this goes. They nominate the 12, and then three of them decide that they're hurt and don't play, and then three of them already booked the trip to Cabo, and then two of them already.
Why is it always Cabo?
Because it's really nice. Okay. I've never been. I just assume it's nice. All right, fine. Turks and Caicos. Is that better?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, beautiful. But, we know how this goes. Enough people drop out that you kind of end up with three from one team or something like that, whether you think you want it or not.
And then this is going to be a different format for the All-Star game. And we've talked about it before. It's 24 guys that are going to get picked. And then the TNT guys are going to do a little draft and divide them into 3 8-man teams. And then they're going to be Team Chuck, Team Kenny, Team Shaq. One will be coached by Kenny Atkinson. The other will be coached by Mark Daigneault of the Thunder. And then apparently the assistant coaches from the Cavs and the Thunder are going to coach the other team. And then the team that wins, the young up-and-coming challenge guys, that's going to be a fourth team in the All-Star game. And I'm hoping for them to kick everybody's butt. I think that would be great. And then they're going to play a round-robin thing. So it's not a regular basketball game. The hope is that they actually give a you-know-what and play hard and actually compete. And the only way I think they're really going to do that is if the young guys are playing against the real All-Stars and the young guys come out for blood.
Right.
Which I hope happens.
I hope
that would be awesome.
Cash prize and send a message. I am in because you'll motivate those guys for it. I'll never forget the warm-up for the NBA Cup when it was the Bucks versus the Thunder. And to see the young guys rebounding and all that kind of stuff and firing passes and getting in the starters' faces and all that kind of stuff, because they were looking at this NBA Cup bonus going man, this doubles my salary.
This is good.
Yeah. So you guys need to get it together because I would like more money.
That was interesting. I remember with Milwaukee, the young guys were rebounding and making sure Giannis got all of his shots.
Exactly.
I thought that was great.
It was fantastic.
There you go. I'm making $600,000. This will double my pay.
Exactly. So I will do everything in my power to make 110% sure that you have everything you need to be great. Hey, you need a third towel? Here's a towel.
At least one other Cavs going to make the All-Star team, right?
Yes.
In theory, I mean, we've watched them. Every member of the Core Four, I think, deserves to be an All-Star.
Absolutely.
They've played really well, and it's tough to separate those guys and their importance. I think clearly Donovan's the lead dog here, but the other guys have been really good and they deserve it. And they're not all going to make it. It's just not going to happen. But we'll see. We'll see. Somebody will, and maybe two guys will.
But Evan Mobley makes a ton of sense that he'll make it. Now
Evan should.
Now will he be there with the calf strain? Who knows? I'm not going to try to predict the future. My guess will be no. They'll probably continue to, you know, really take care of this thing and make sure that it doesn't become a lingering problem and get it healed as close to 100% as you can get it. So, like, there's one that could open up for Jared Allen to get in. If, let's say, they decide to, okay, let's just keep it in-house. You know, that's the kind of way that you get these guys in, is it's like, okay, this person gets banged up, this person gets banged up. But you're right. It's really hard to kind of separate everything because they've played so well as a team. And they've clicked so well in so many different angles. On top of it, it's been wonderful basketball to watch if you ignore the last, like, week.
Well, yeah, there is that. I think the most interesting aspect of this, you know, and the All-Star starters were voted on by fan vote 50%, 25% media vote, and 25% player vote. To me, it's always the player vote that matters. Because I like that aspect of it. I couldn't care less who the fans think should be in the All-Star game because I don't think the fans get it right. The media doesn't always get it right. The players also don't always get it right.
I was just going to say, I'm like, we're putting a lot of...
However, that's the one that interests me. And in the front court voting for the Eastern Conference All-Stars, the player voting went this way. Giannis, Jason Tatum, Karl Anthony Towns, and Evan Mobley. Evan was fourth in the player voting, which I think is telling. And Jared Allen was eighth. Which
that's really good. You like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably about where he should have been. Now, Joel Embiid in the player voting beat out Jared Allen.
Yeah.
How does that happen? He's played 13 games. So that's where the players don't always get it right. They're voting on straight ability, rather than actually what they did in the first half of the season.
Well, and they're really not looking at, they're not looking at the numbers part of it, and they're not doing all that stuff. They're kind of going through and going, oh yeah, this guy's good. This guy's good.
That's exactly
what
they're
doing. I'm sure when this guy's been on the floor, he's good. Unless you then go like full-blown Tony Allen and just nominate all of your Memphis Grizzly teammates from 10 years ago.
Which is okay, too, if that's what you want to do, but I don't like it. In the backcourt, player voting only, okay? Number one was Donovan Mitchell.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He's been really good.
That's telling to me.
His defense has been really good.
Donovan was also the number one vote getter for the media and number two for the fans behind LaMelo Ball, who, by the way, before anybody laughs, LaMelo's really good, and the players voted him third anyway, so he was right there. Jalen Brunson was second in the backcourt voting. LaMelo was third among the players. Trae Young was fourth. Cade Cunningham was fifth.
He's been really good this year.
He's been really good, tied with Darius Garland. So Darius did get plenty of respect from the players. So good for him in that regard. Media vote for Darius Garland was 11th. Excuse me, third.
I was just going to say, third. I'm like, that feels Pardon very, me. Very low. Okay.
And fan voting for Darius was 8th.
That makes sense.
So there's that. But that, I always gravitate immediately toward the players. Now the reserves are going to be chosen by the coaches.
Right.
Which also to me is extremely telling.
Absolutely.
So player and coach voting is the way I'd go anyway. I know you have to have the fan voting because, you know, you're trying to interest your fan base and everything else. I get all that, but whatever. But that's the way it works. Now, let me ask you this, my friend. The NBA trade deadline.
Gray goes with everything.
It's a good idea. The NBA trade deadline is coming up. I believe the date's February 6th. General managers have to answer the phone. Okay? And everybody's making calls, and everybody's checking things out. Hey, is this guy available? Is that guy available? And we've kicked this around a little bit, but I want to get a little more specific. If I'm Kobe Altman, I'm not looking to bust up my team.
Oh, gosh, no.
The team has played very, very well. I want to see what it can do in the playoff series. I want to see if my coach can make a difference in a playoff series with this group of players. However, he's going to get phone calls.
Absolutely.
And he's got a team with some players on the bench who could help. But I would assume he's going to get some phone calls about the guys that they've dubbed the core four. If you're Kobe Altman, and it, you know, at the risk of running phone call sound effects and little recordings of what they should say when they answer the phone, for instance, if the phone rang, you could always say, LeBron's not here and we're in first place anyway. Welcome to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then you ask for Kobe Altman and Kobe picks up the phone. And somebody on the other end says, and I want your reaction, okay? I want you to tell me, hey, Kobe, Joe Schmo here from the fill in the blanks. You got any interest in moving Donovan Mitchell? Is that a discussion we can have? Oh, look at Dan. Dan did go sound effect for me. Kobe just hung up. Yeah, I would think Kobe would not entertain any conversations about moving Donovan Mitchell.
The only way I move Donovan Mitchell is if the Bucks call for Giannis, the Nuggets call for Jokic, the Thunder call for Shea.
For Shea.
Mm-hmm. And that's about where we draw the line pretty close to there.
Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Jason Tatum, yes. Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
That's what we're talking. All You've right. got to trade me one of the five best players in basketball for me to move on from Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
And on top of that, we need to 100% make sure that drug testing is not needed before making that trade. And if I'm Kobe Altman, I'm moving as fast as humanly possible before the drug test comes back.
On the guy who offered you Giannis? Or somebody. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, yeah. I don't think they entertain anything for Donovan, and the type of thing that you're talking about wouldn't be offered anyway. So right. I get it completely.
That's it. Like that's it. It's like the top five guys in the league, and then outside of that, you can go away.
All right. You get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, I know Evan's made some nice strides. Still hasn't maybe exploded the way a lot of folks think he should, but obviously he's, you know, really come on and is doing a really nice job. Any interest in discussing a trade for Evan Mobley?
See Mitchell, Donovan answer.
Okay.
It's got to be somebody who's like drunk, you know, or on some other drug, and they're making a grave mistake, and I have to capitalize on them.
All right.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely. I'm not entertaining any phone calls on Donovan Mitchell, and I'm not entertaining any phone calls on Evan Mobley. If you're Kobe Altman, are you entertaining phone calls on anybody else? We'll give you our thoughts on that. We'd love yours. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan with Menigan.